AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A day of developments in the Middle East as U.S. forces move to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani has details.
U.S. Central Command says it has reopened a passage through the strait free of Iranian mines. Iran responded by sending missiles, drones, and small boats at commercial vessels under American protection.
We have defeated each and every one of those threats.
Admiral Brad Cooper says the military blew up six Iranian small boats. Breaking Iran's hold on the strait would ease global economic concerns, but also risks reigniting full-scale fighting. The United Arab Emirates says it came under Iranian attack today for the first time since a fragile ceasefire took hold last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It all produced another big jump for oil prices. Brent crude up 5.8% to settle above $114 per barrel. But President Trump sees the numbers this way.
They thought that energy would be at $300, right? $300 a barrel, and it's like at $100. And I think going down, and I see it going down very substantially when this is over.
As for gasoline prices, AAA now puts the national average for a gallon of regular above $4.45. On Wall Street, stocks slipped from record highs. The S&P closed down 0.4%, the NASDAQ 0.2%, while the Dow dropped 557 points, or 1.1%. The Secret Service says law enforcement has shot someone near the Washington Monument. No immediate word on the person's condition or the circumstances. The Secret Service is encouraging people to avoid the area, and the White House was briefly locked down. And the Supreme Court has restored access to the abortion pill mifepristone through telehealth, mail, and pharmacies. This is AP News. Quite the fright on the New Jersey Turnpike.
The NTSB investigating how a United flight about to land at Newark Airport hit a bakery delivery truck and light pole, which then hit a Jeep on the New Jersey Turnpike Sunday, according to state police. After landing, you can hear air traffic control talk to crews on the ground about damage to the plane.
They felt something over the threshold, and there's a hole in the side of the airplane, so... I'm going to get you on the runway here in a moment. They said it was right at the threshold.
That audio, courtesy ATC.com. United Flight 169 from Venice, Italy, had 221 passengers and 10 crew aboard. There were no reports of injuries, according to the airline. Police said the driver of the truck that was hit by a landing wheel and the underside of the plane suffered non-life-threatening injuries. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.